Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's the 29th of June. Where did this month go to? Today it's going to be balmy. It's going to be a lot cooler than yesterday of 108. It's going to be 107 today. And speaking of people who are prepared for the summer, Frosty.
Oh, yeah, I got ready.
Frosty, what happened to all the hair on your head?
It disappeared.
You know what? You could have sold that hair and probably lived on the receipts of that hair for wigs for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
it's gone.
I actually filled a small plastic bag. You know, you get it at the store.
Now, did you go to Groovy Grooming like we told you to?
I just took a razor and went.
Just a razor and just did it, huh?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Well, and speaking of some razors and things that are sharp, how about my soulmate?
Well, good morning. If you hear a bark in the background, for some reason, we brought the dog this morning. Maybe it'd been a mistake, but it was just too hot to leave her in the car, which is also remember that if it's 80 degrees outside. There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Hopefully, we're not going to have too much this morning. Anyway, I've got a lot of stuff to tell you about what happened this weekend. Right now.
Hey, this is Carl and the Bot, and I've got the dog here, and the dog's going outside. But why don't you start talking about what did happen this
week? Okay, it was really good. We had, first of all, we saw some incredible movies. For those who haven't seen Star Trek, you really got to see Star Trek. And then, what'd you think?
Thought it was good.
I could go again.
Yeah, it was really good.
And then we saw, okay, a girlfriend of mine from Los Angeles said, okay, and she works the Oscars every year, so she gets these passes and she gets to see all the great movies. The Proposal, the Sandra Bullock new movie, is so hilarious. I mean, you would think, oh boy, chick flick. No, we laughed. We really laughed hard. We also found a new ice creamery called Shamrock, which is over there off of Athens. Guy's been in business for 3 months. The ice cream is very good. The ice cream that he handles, or that he carries, is a family-owned ice creamery out of Oregon. And so you know how we are about supporting local businesses. It's called Shamrock. I think Baskin and Robbins years ago used to be there, and then Lord's after that. So it's called Shamrock now. I highly suggest going in there and getting a great waffle cone. Next, we have some other things coming up right after the break. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to the Free Fire Radio with Carl, Linda, and Snooky Box. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our clock here says about 12 after 4. Maybe that explains it.
I noticed that this morning.
We won't worry about the elk killer will not be barking because I duct taped her little mouth shut and she's duct taped to the wall right now. She's wiggling a lot, but that's okay. She'll be all right. You know what's happened lately? I mean, you know, they used to say that entertainers, when they died in threes. This year, it seems like this month, they're dying, and like a dozen of them died in June. You know, yeah, like Michael Jackson.
David Carradine. And the most recent this morning.
Well, you had a couple, but you also had Farrah Fawcett.
Yes.
You had
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon. And then you had like three of them in the last 24 hours died. You had, I don't know if you've ever watched TV, is that guy Billy Mays, the guy that says, you know, that sells you everything on TV.
And he screams.
You know, and he screams. Bias! He died.
He hit
his head, and he died. Then you had a guy named Fred Travellina, who you probably don't recognize the name, but if you ever watch TV or, you know, he did impressions, and he could do any impression in the world. He was, you know, they don't know.
Yes, that's my era.
Yeah.
He was big time in Las Vegas.
And then the last one was a lady named Gail Storm. Now, this was before your time.
Actress. actress.
She was an actress, but she had my little Margie in the Gale Storm show. Anyway, they've all died here in the last week. So,
and Mike.
Michael Jackson. Weighed 112 pounds on his autopsy. Tex, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Great. What's up?
Well, I wanted to thank you, Linda, for saving the show for me on Friday. I know when Carl always asks, starting off the show, how you all doing, how you doing, Frosty. Frosty said, I hope he didn't say, are you sick of all the Michael Jackson stuff by now? And I thought, oh, how rude, how arrogant. And it wasn't until about halfway during the show on Friday that a gentleman called up, and he stated he couldn't accept Michael Jackson because of all the weird allegations against him. And you and Carl both said that those allegations weren't founded, and I believe that's just extortion. You know, Redding has Shasta Lake, Whiskey Town, Turtle Bay, Trader Joe's, and we have the Carl and Linda show, and I really mean that. Michael Jackson, you know, not to mention his name, is the greatest athlete, the greatest entertainer, dancer. Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, James Brown, Jackie Wilson, Peter Pan, and Mickey Mouse all rolled into one.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, Tex. Really.
And, you know, I know this is a conservative town, but some of us really appreciate the sensitivity that the both of you has in telling us what's good in the movies and good shows and entertainment. We really appreciate that. Your show is not long enough. The fellow that follows you, Rush Limbaugh, is the biggest liar, the biggest hypocrite. He's a drug addict. He's a fornicator. God knows what else. And we have to cut you off to listen to that. I never listen to the station after your show. I go immediately to Armstrong and Getty until the next morning. So could you please tell the powers that be, there's enough BS in this world to have Rush Limbaugh come on after this show? I don't get it. Have a great day.
Hey,
okay,
thank
Tex,
you.
Thanks. I think you just told him, Tex.
You know what? That's what we love about this show, because people, as long as you're civil.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a guy who just called now. Well, I hope he was a guy.
No, he sounded like a guy. He was a guy.
But anyway, he called with a strong opinion, and he was civil. I mean, he just spoke very frankly and bluntly about his opinion. So bring it on. It's Monday morning, and we want you to bring it on. 221-1402. The 800 number is 521-1989. We can take it. Bring it on, Redding. North State, come on.
Is this because I duct taped your dog to the wall?
No.
Okay.
That's what I love about that. I love, get some fire going here.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of things going on in the, there's so many things going on. Starting, this 4th of July, this Saturday, we're going to be down there doing the MC of that. But that's going to be a huge show. We're going to be talking about, various groups of people that are going to be in that.
Freedom Festival beginning at 6 p.m.
That's right. And, you can be there all day. They've got things going all day there, from what I understand.
Yeah, and I'm going to have one of those handheld fans that you gave me.
Well, it's going to be hot, but it's not going to be 143 degrees, let's hope. Okay? And we've got a number of other things coming up, this month and next month. You talked about the Summer Chappelle show.
I did not. Okay. Well, we're about ready to talk about it. I was going to talk about it after the break when you came on, but I was just appalled at the duct taping of Snooki, so I lost my track of my train of thought.
Well, we have somebody that's got a response to Tex here.
Okay,
George.
Hey,
you're up.
I just wanted to say I'm a little disappointed with you guys. I don't listen very often, and when I do, I'm disappointed every time.
Okay.
But this last guy spouting his ignorance, and you guys let him,
just like we're letting you.
But you let him criticize people without any defense. What is this? Just say what the hell you want, show?
It's an open line show, George.
And you have
called and you were civil and you said, hey, I disagree with this guy that I think Rush Limbaugh, what he does is a great thing. When somebody calls, if they talk to somebody like our guest or anything like that that we have here, yes. And on many times that we've stepped in to people on guest. But this is an open line show. And if that's what he feels about Rush Limbaugh,
I think he was just spouting his ignorance because he really doesn't listen.
Well, that could be. But that's his, that's why we advertise the show as being open line. And I'm sorry, George, you don't like our show.
Yeah. Well, I don't find it that. I mean, it might be entertaining to some people, but I don't find it that informative when I have listened. And I think that the programming people could do better.
Well,
sorry.
Okay, you know what? That's your opinion. So thanks a lot, George.
Right.
Mike.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Good. I was listening Friday, and you brought up something about the 22nd Amendment, and I had to go out, and I didn't hear the end of it. I wondered where you got that from.
I had somebody sent me a link, and when I looked at it, I went to the link, and it was, you know, our congressional back in D.C. It's a way of tracking House bills or
right.
proposed laws. And this one came out of New York, out of a New York congressman that said to do away with the 22nd Amendment, which is the term limits.
Okay.
And I saw it, you know, it was on, it showed that it had been in committee and it was out of committee. Now, if that was a fake website, it sure looked like the real thing.
Okay.
But
well,
that's where I saw.
My brother, who's slightly to the left of the Genghis Khan, let's say.
Till of the Hun.
And he said you were full of, you know. And
okay,
I said, well, I don't know if that's true or not.
I gave the resolution number. What I'll do is I've still got it, and I will be more than happy to take a look at it, and we'll try and get it back on the show before the show's over.
Okay, that would be great. I love your show. Keep it up.
Well,
thank
can you,
you
call George, our last caller, who didn't like it?
Well, I only heard a little part of that.
Like you
say, you can say whatever you want in this country.
There you go.
Well, you know, one of the things that we realize, too, is that when you're sitting behind the mic and you're we're going to get back to you here on the 22nd Amendment. It's up right now. We've got information for you, but we've got... You're rolling your fingers.
Well, no, not at you. I was looking at Frosty because
okay.
we do have it. But as soon as we take our break, we're going to take our break now. And when we come back, we'll tell you what the bill number is and where it is in Congress.
Okay.
This is Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carla Linda Bott. Phone lines here 221-1402. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Any type of tobacco or tobacco support equipment you could want. A great walk-in humidor for the finest cigars here in the North State.
We should be visiting pretty soon because you're out of cigars.
That's right. Espresso Joe's. Any type of coffee you want.
Wine.
And Joe and Shelley support the community like they did yesterday when they were having a food. Food was given to veterans in need. And they did it at Tobacco and Brew yesterday, beginning at 10:30. Now, Mike, your question was, what's this about the 22nd Amendment? On the 111th Congress, it's in session. HJ Resolution 5 brought up by a guy named DeMarco or something out of New York. And it says, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to repeal the 22nd Article of Amendment, thereby removing the limitation on the number of terms an individual may serve as president. This was introduced January 6, 2009, and of course this is going to be take two-thirds of the nation to vote on. But that does away with the term restrictions, which you know happened after President Roosevelt was elected to his third term during World War II and he died in office. So they made it so it should only be 8 years, which of course is the right thing to do. I mean... The last time they did this with another country was down in Venezuela, and it was Hugo Chavez who wants to be president for life.
Let's go to the phones. Melissa.
Hey. Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're wonderful. Thank you. What's going on?
Hey, it's good to talk to you.
Yeah?
Thanks for the email. I emailed you this morning, or actually it was yesterday, regarding a fundraiser at Mary's Pizza Shack in Anderson at the Outlets.
Uh-huh.
And it is raising money for Shasta Women's Refuge. You do need a coupon to get in. Well, actually, not to get in, but to put the donation to the refuge, you need a coupon. And I'm just inviting you guys to have your listeners email me, and I will send them a coupon, and 20% of their bill will go back to the refuge.
And what's your email?
My email is Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A. N-I-N, Anderson, at yahoo.com.
Melissa N. Anderson at yahoo.com. Aren't you going to be doing something special July 11th?
It could be. I will probably see you at Dancing with the Stars if this partner of mine doesn't break a leg of mine.
And I understand this year you're tangoing.
And salsaing.
Oh, man.
Yes, no kidding.
Yeah. You need to be in some bendy shape for that stuff.
Well, I've been working on that part, but he seems to have found a weakness. He thinks I'm Gumby or made of rubber or something, but he's a good sport.
It's always a great show. That's July 11th. Now, tell us again, the fundraiser is when?
It's this Wednesday. Oh, thank you. I didn't mention that. It's this Wednesday, July 1st at Mary's Pizza Shack in the Anderson Outlets, and it's for Shasta Women's Refuge. Email me at melissainanderson@yahoo.com, and I will send you a coupon. 20% of your bill, woohoo, goes back to the refuge.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Melissa.
Hey, thank you for the email. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
All right.
You bet.
Take care.
We've got, about 30 seconds here. So people that are on the line, we will get to you all as soon as we break here for the news. It's a short break, and we'll get back to your subjects here on the UN and the budget and a few other things. It's Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 with Carl Lindebaugh. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. Carl, I wanted to talk a little bit about the UN, but before I do, I want to say, you know, if we are squabbling amongst ourselves as Americans, the programs of the UN are taking this nation down.
Okay.
They want to separate from children love of parents and family, patriotic feelings for their nation. They want to make them a citizen of the world. And at the UN Convention on the Rights of Children, many of the European nations have signed on to this already.
I think that, in fact, in the United States, last time I read, the United States and Somalia were the two that haven't.
Right.
So,
have you read that?
I have read that. I have read what you're talking about. And please go on and tell our audience.
Well, currently, under our system, the state cannot step in and take your children or make decisions for you. Unless you're abusive, under the UN Charter, you would lose that privilege and you would be considered, no matter how good of a parent you are, you would be considered an abusive parent. And if they didn't like what you were teaching your children, they would set you straight.
Now, this is set up on the sense that to protect children. This is where it became. This is where it started.
Right.
And what I understand, there is a group of people, and I believe it's Sweden, it's a of 20 something, I think 20 people, that as these cases would come to them, they could decide these things. And again, because it's a treaty, a lot of people don't understand is that a treaty can
circumvent
national laws. That's exactly right if you read it. Now,
the scary thing, Carl.
Here's the thing about it. That's if we decide to go along with that treaty. I mean, they can vote not to do that.
Scary thing is, but they're already implementing in our educational system.
Well, there's, you know,
what kind of history do our kids get?
Yeah, well, you know what? That's another subject, but another completely great subject is we've gone into revisionist history.
The really scary thing is the American Bar Association wants this treaty signed.
Well, you know. You know, one of the things that I talked to somebody that was at the American Medical Association when President Obama was there. President Obama was well received, but President Obama also, and I don't mean to change the subject, he said there will be no tort reform, which is, you know, the lawyers being able to sue for malpractice. As even California has changed part of that law, saying you can only get so much.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ron, you know what you've said is, you know, I think people don't realize that there are people that want us to become a nation of the world in more of a sense than just, you know, helping our fellow man and cooperating. They want us to fall under the rules of the UN.
This could be
dangerous.
This is a globalist movement, and the globalists want everybody to be the same.
Well, there's a term called statist.
That's right. You've read Mark Levin's book.
Yeah, well, you know, unlike somebody else that called earlier, we do actually read here, and we do try to research some things that come across
that.
Hey, Ron.
Did the Marines teach you to read?
Slowly, my lips move.
All right.
Okay, hey, Ron. Thanks a lot for your phone call.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. Candace, good morning.
Good morning. I was wondering. I like your show, by the way.
Thank
and
you.
And I was wondering if...
Can you call George and tell him that?
I'd be glad to.
Thanks.
I was wondering if Proposition F passed, and does that mean the legislators right now, being the budget hasn't been passed, are not getting paid?
Well, that's a good point. You know what? I've got to call into Senator Anastad's office, and I'm going to try and have him on this week to discuss the budget, but we can ask them that they don't get paid as long as there's no budget.
They shouldn't.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of things that here we are in another crisis here, and from what I understand, there's like 30 bills introduced, and you know they want to fix part of it, and I can see where people say, oh, let's just fix it, you know, a little bit at a time. If you've got a huge problem with your yard, Let's start in one spot, work your way across. Unfortunately, everything that they're trying to do raises more money, raises more taxes.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, this may surprise people, is I don't mind paying some more in taxes. If they can show me that they have made all the possible cuts they can, that the people that are here legally are not getting the money, that people like Mrs. Klein, who lost her property tax, assistance, is going to get the money, then I've got then I can reasonably say, okay, they've done everything they can. Maybe they do need more money. Okay. But I have not seen that yet. I just see another $15 increase in your vehicle tax.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I was just wondering. So I'll listen when Anastad is on and see what he has to say. But would you ask him?
I will, ma'am. And here's some other things we need to ask him is what exactly are the Republicans doing to fix this? Because right now they're stopping things. So what are you doing, Republicans, to fix this? You know, the Democrats have thrown out, you know, we want to raise taxes, we're going to make these cuts, and they have made cuts. But what is the other side? What are the Republicans doing to fix this also? So thank you so much for your phone call.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You know, going back a little bit, I kind of would like to know what the experts say about when you read and you read with your lips. I mean, I remember as a kid growing up, if somebody read with their lips, kids would tease that was a sign of being not intelligence. You were dumb. And it kind of puts a stigma on the fact that maybe if you have dyslexia or you're slow, that if you are, if you move your lips, I'm just trying to put it together, that if you read with your lips, you're comprehending more because of it's a connection. So I'd love to hear from our experts what that's all about, because somebody said something earlier about that. So do we have to take a break, or we talk to our caller about the flag?
No, we can go into tea parties, then to the flag.
Okay.
Bill.
Yeah, hi, Carl. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was calling real quick, just maybe I can take this later, about the tea parties on the 4th of July. Are they going to have them this year?
I think from what I understand is the Bostonian Tea Party people are going to be down at the Civic Center handing out literature. That something they had planned that did not happen because they lost the venue down in Sacramento due to political reasons. Uh-huh. But they are planning one in the future.
Yeah.
I know that on the 17th of July they're planning, they're having a meeting, they're bringing in a speaker and for another rally, and then there's something going on in August too, but we will have Greg Mann on, or his spokesman, or somebody from the Bostonian Tea Party, to, you know, people that are protesting taxation without representation, and give them a voice on our show as we do anybody else that requests it.
Okay, yeah, cause it's kind of been silenced throughout the whole media, and I kind of think the powers to be have told them, you know, you don't advertise tea parties anywhere in the United States of America.
Nah, I don't think I don't think it's gone to that, but I think what happened is that the mainstream media, the drive-bys, as people have called them, they poked fun at a movement that they didn't realize how strong it was. And, of course, they had to make fun of something, of people that said they'd had enough. And then the whole state of California protested. 70% of California protested with the votes on the propositions and said enough's enough. So, you know, I don't know what's going on there, Bill, but I know one thing is nobody's going to silence us.
I know. No, can I make a real quick plea?
Sure.
Okay, it's to the attorneys out there in the United States of America, there's got to be some of you that are strong, powerful, and not afraid of threats and disbarment. I believe somebody needs to start bringing this administration upon charges, headed for the Supreme Court on breaking the Constitution, overstepping their powers, and it needs to get going.
Well, you know, it's in
too much
every
power in one man.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, in every administration that comes up, there's this ripples of change when it starts. The one thing I tell you, and we've got to take a break here. Here's the one thing that I see that the Obama administration is brilliant in. It's like you're attacking on many fronts. It's an asymmetrical war going on right now, is what I would call it. Because instead of being able to focus on one spot, there is place after place after place. They're pushing 7 or 8 agenda topics at one time. When, you know, every time you get hit with one and people try to focus on that, here comes another one. So,
and they're sneaking one in the back door when you're not looking.
But there's many going on. It's just like the, you know, it's like this one on the 22nd Amendment. I mean, that one's never going to go. But somebody introduced it. And then the others, you've got your cap and trade. At the same time, you've got your health care plan, your national health care plan. You've got, you know, trillions of dollars being spent on a recovery that now people are starting to question. There's a lot of things, but it's going on so many fronts that people can't turn and fight or stand up to them. It's like an overall thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, Bill, thanks for your phone call.
This guy's got me shaking my boots, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, let's see where it goes.
Okay, thanks,
right,
Carl.
You bet. This is Carl on the Bot here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. I was just listening to the music. I lose it on Mondays anyway. Okay, now, Mark, we go to the flag.
Hello, this is Mark from the American Legion up in Shasta Lake City.
Hey, Mark from American
Legion,
Shasta Lake City.
Shasta Lake City,
got it.
How are you today?
We're fine, good, Mark. How are you?
Good to talk to you two again.
Yeah, what's up?
I always like talking to you.
We held a flag retirement ceremony on Saturday. Had to been bumped back from the 14th on Flag Day due to other reasons.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was supposed to be on the 14th.
But just to give you an update, we held a service at 8 in the morning, retired flags all day long, had another service at 8 p.m. We retired 802 flags.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What a great job you all did.
All the 8 firefighting stations in Redding donated, Northern California Veterans Cemetery, I've hooked up with them. And then we have our flag donation box right outside the post. And this is just an accumulation of about a year and a half's worth of flags.
Well, you know, people don't realize that that flags should be retired with honor and with care. Instead of, you just don't throw a flag away.
No.
So, you know, what y'all did was great. And I'm so, you know, thanks so much for calling.
No problem. Thank you, Carl.
Could you tell our listeners if they do have a flag that's tattered or torn and they think, I'm just going to go to Target and buy a new one, what do they do with the old flag?
The old flags, you can take them to a fire station. You can take them to any American Legion post. There are 3 here in this part of Shasta County. They will take them, and they end up in my office.
Okay.
At American Legion in Shasta Lake City.
Well, Mark, again, another reason we love
it. It's an awesome service, and we're going to do another one, and we'll let you know.
Yeah,
bring Kleenex.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, next time, let us know. Call in beforehand so we can all attend.
I wished I could have. I had to go to a state convention down in Riverside for a bunch of days.
Okay, well, you know, Mark, as you know, this is what we're here for, is to support the community.
Yeah.
And so.
And you do.
Well, you know, we try. And we do cover a lot of things. But thanks so much for your service.
Thank you, Carl and Linda.
You
Thank
bet.
You.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Over 800 flags. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
The outpouring of respect and gratitude.
Well, you know, people know that you just don't destroy, you don't throw away the flag. You do something with it. But now, you know, for all of our friends out there in the North State and for the one or two that don't like us, you can take your flags to your fire stations, and they will take care of that for you. Hey, guess who we got on the phone?
Who?
Bill Chappell.
Wow.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. This is Bill Chappelle from beautiful downtown Lakehead.
Well, good morning, Bill Chappelle.
Are you a relation to that famous singer, Summer Chappelle?
Somewhat, yes. I'm her grandfather.
Thanks for calling in. We were saving that. Saving it for you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, we were going to hit it hard here at the end, but come on, bring it on.
Well, you know, the reason why I'm calling, you know, the Free Fire Radio, you guys are dynamite, Carl and Linda. You guys are just, you support and everything that you gave. And I just want to thank you that you guys really were right there, and it was great. And I think we had an excellent show, and I just wanted to give you guys a call and really give you guys congratulations for the support that you did as a local radio station. It was really great.
Well, you being the grandfather, were you busting at the buttons or what?
Yes, I was.
And for those of you who attended, and maybe for those of you who did not, Summer Chappelle is on her way to be a big star. And her opening number and her closing number was called Rockstar Baby, which is, I think, the second to the last cut on her album, which everyone must get. How do we get her album, by the way?
SummerChappelle.com.
And afterwards, just imagine this. So she has her debut rock concert or country concert, has this incredible band flown in from Nashville with all these top players. But the audience bought posters, bought CDs, bought anything that said Summer on it, and stood in line all the way out into the street.
The street. We're in the streets at 10 o'clock at night.
Waiting for autographs.
Yeah. You know, she's...
Unbelievable.
She's a phenomenon here, and I was really, really happy to be able to participate in this.
Absolutely.
We were really happy to participate. And, you know, there's times, and you know this, Bill, is that, you know, you get into something like this and you think, okay, you know, it's just another kid, but she's not another kid. She's got a lot of talent. She's got a great deal of talent.
She's 15 years old with a great head on her shoulders, and I'm sure that's a lot to do with your support and your tutelage and your love. You and your wife that have done an outstanding job in supporting her on her way.
And she better not forget us either.
Yeah.
She won't forget you guys. Anybody that's with us from the beginning is going to be with us through the end. that's the agreement. And, you know, I mean, that was her second time with that band, too. So, I mean, yeah. You know, live band, she just, that was, you know, there wasn't a lot of practice going on.
Oh, no.
In Nashville, and she's here, so.
She owned the stage.
Off of that, not like they had a year of playing the Stongs or anything, well, you know, so it was a great job on everybody. So.
Yeah, the leader of that band who used to play with Toto, and he is a consummate professional, said this was the best opening show he has ever seen
for a come-out concert.
For a come-out concert, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Bill,
right.
We got to take a break here, but thanks so much for
calling.
I
want to ask Linda a question and what she thought about the dresses, and you can give that answer on the air.
Okay, oh, thanks.
All right, cool. Thank you.
You bet.
It's Carl. Come back and I'll tell you.
That's right. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bot here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, Bill, you asked before we took a break about the dresses, Summer Chappelle's dresses. Now, I'm sorry. I just have to say right up front, she got sponsored by Giovanni and Lucchese Boots. I just think she's so fortunate to have these first-class designers behind her. Lucchese Boots, oh, my gosh. And the story that Bill said was that Taylor Swift went to the Lucchese a couple years ago, and Lucchese didn't get behind her.
Yeah.
So
Summer turned her down.
Yeah, so Summer comes along, and it's like, you know what? Now I'm going to get behind this 15-year-old because she's going places. Giovanni dresses, she was fabulous. Everything about it was first-class. Talk about a first-class person, an incredible human being that we've gotten to know through our show, someone that we've had our prayers around lately, is our good friend Daniel.
Daniel, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Daniel.
How are you?
Oh, you know, Daniel, Linda and I are going to be there today at the
wonderful service.
And so we just want to let you know.
I was just calling to remind folks if they wanted to come out, it's at 1245.
1245, there I go.
28-year Air Force veteran.
Well, it's like any other veteran, is that if we pay our respects to them.
Yes, sir.
Can you give us just a brief description of this gentleman?
Well, he actually enlisted during the time of World War II. He was 15 years old. It was kind of a cooperation between him and his mother. He wanted to go, and so she signed the papers, and off he went. Went to boot camp up at Fort Lewis, Washington, got into the Army Air Corps, and just kind of went on with that. Interesting thing is he got involved with a group called AFTAC, and basically what they did most of his career is he flew around airplanes flying through radiation clouds.
Yeah, now this is a huge thing here because, and I'm really glad Linda, you know, had asked you this because these are the men that flew through after the atomic bomb blast and measured the radiation.
Correct.
Most of these men have died from cancer, is that correct?
That's correct.
And it took our government, how long, 20 or 30 years to say that perhaps that might have caused it, flying through those clouds?
Well, you know, a lot of these guys are still going through some form of evaluation and litigation to try to either, you know, get their disabilities upgraded or absolutely confirmed.
Yeah. Well, see, yeah. Dan, we've run out of time here, but I'm glad you called because we were going to mention it, but you've done it so much better.
12:45 today, Igo Cemetery. The gentleman's name?
His name is Bo Ferris. He's a.
I know that the Patriot Guard riders and the Old Guard's going to be there. MIP. I just know there's going to be a whole bunch of different groups.
We'll
up there.
Be there, Daniel.
So he's a senior master sergeant, U.S. Air Force, retired.
Thanks a lot.
Okay,
you bet.
Bye.
Okay, hey, this week we're going to have a number of politicians, and we're going to be trying to explain what's going on down in Sacramento. We've got a number of other things going on here, including the cap and trade. Now, what's that going to do for your electric bill? Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, and just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?